We are recording. So, first off, me and Carly just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about the Fall Festival. These interviews are a part of the River City's Oral History Project, sponsored by USI Programs in Communication Studies and History. And our class is helping launch the project by collecting stories about the Fall Festival. So what I'm going to do is just simply ask you a few questions, and you give your best answer to them. We're just going to have a conversation with it. And at the end of the interview, I'm going to ask you to sign a couple release forms. And that's about it. But first, can I have each one of you say and spell your names?
Michael Leppert, L-E-P-P-E-R-T.
That's it spelled out.
William Leppert. Last name L-E-P-P-E-R-T.
Bryson Naveaux, N-A-V-I-A-U-X.
All right. Thank you. So, can each one of you describe why you come down to the Fall Festival?
Do I have to say my name again? Oh, people watch. I mean, people are stupid down here.
I come for food.
That's the easy answer. Food. Always food.
Okay, so you say you come down here for food, but like, what type of food are you like really looking for?
The barbecue parfait, which is by far the bomb.
The good kind. Just the good kind.
What kind of food are you looking for, Will? Officer?
Good food.
That's what I said.
Good food. Okay, so do you all know how many fall festivals you have attended?
This is my second. Well, I'm a sophomore at USI, so this is my second year attending the fall festival.
This would be my third year, actually, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we got some veterans out here today.
Yeah.
So how often do you get here, like, during the week when you do come?
About three.
I'd say about four or five.
Whenever I'm hungry.
So he's here every day, folks. So, can you all tell me about the first time you attended the Fall Festival and your thoughts about it?
I was just surprised by like how big it was, and then also by the different kinds of food, like the brain sandwich, which sounds disgusting. So
I'd have to agree with that former statement. I agree completely. Will?
So, Will, since you didn't hear the question, can you tell me about the first time you came to the Fall Festival and your thoughts of it?
Yeah, I was busy, and there were a lot of idiots down here just running around.
A lot of uneducated people out here today, folks. All right, anyway, why do you think the Fall Festival, like, what makes it so different than any other festival or event that happens in Evansville?
It's just the size of it and the vendors that are out here, like the amount of vendors. And the people and the amount of people that come, and just it's like all one community, like just coming together.
That is an amazing answer. I'm gonna go simpler, and just because of the food.
What sets this festival apart from anything else?
Second largest street festival in America.
Common facts. Okay. So what else do you think people need to know aside from the food? What else do you think people need to know about the Fall Festival, starting with Will?
All I know is the food.
Okay, the food, aside from the food.
I hear a lot, like, some of the money that people make, like, goes towards, like, donations and stuff, so I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a tough question, so I'm going to have to go with the atmosphere of the Fall Fest here. It's a great atmosphere. Everybody's caring.
I would have to agree. I would have to agree with the atmosphere. It's very like outgoing and lightning.
All right. So, thank you all for taking the time to talk to us about the amazing food here at the Fall Festival and all the other great aspects of the Fall Festival. Do you all have any questions for me or Carly?
Danielle, what is your favorite food here?
My favorite food here at the Fall Festival is by far the catfish sandwich.
I'd have to try that catfish.
Oh, yeah, catfish sandwich and then anything that's at booth 135.
Okay.
So if you have any other questions, you can contact our professor, Leah Ann Howard, by going to the River City's Oral History Facebook page or contacting her through USI. All right.
That was great.
Michael, what a great interview.